Hello.
Reverend Graham, sir.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Billy.
Hello, Mr. President.
You back home?
No, sir. I'm in Memphis getting ready to address the Holiday Inn convention here.
Oh, well, they're all our friends. Give them my best.
Well, they are your
friends. Tell them I think, too, their ads have been great. I saw them in, on the football and baseball games.
Well, you know, last week we presented the idea of putting the picture of you and your family in every Holiday Inn in the lobby.
Oh.
And they voted it through.
Oh, my.
And it's going in right away. Oh, Dwight Chapin had suggested it.
Oh, really?
He called me about it.
Well, we've stayed there enough. We've stayed there enough in New Hampshire and Oregon and other places.
And,
well, that's great. Poor John was out yesterday. I mean,
right.
He's going to go to Europe, to Asia. So
I read that.
I told our people he must, by all means, I want him to get real good and well for that.
Well, I'll tell you, all of my friends throughout the country are sure excited about Friday.
Mm.
They really are.
Oh, you mean about last Friday?
Yes, this past.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I was going to tell you that I was very pleased, Billy. First, our people said the television was good. And second, even the New York Times and the Washington Post had a front page picture, to my great surprise. But I don't know. I really was pleased that they paid that much attention to it, weren't you?
And they treated it very well.
You probably had a chance to study it more than I have.
They weren't cynical at all in any
of
the articles that I read, and I was quite surprised because I thought they would be.
How about in Charlotte? They played it big there, I understand.
Oh, you know, whole pages all over the Carolinas and in Texas. I went to Texas that afternoon right after your plane took off. I had to go.
I know you did, yeah.
And all the papers down there had pictures on the front page and big articles, except the Dallas Morning News. I don't understand why they didn't, but
the
Fort Worth Star-Telegram, the Houston Chronicle, all those papers made it front page. So I think...
You know, that's great. That's great.
And Walter Cronkite, the way he handled it was tremendous.
They told me CBS was a bet. You know, they haven't been too good to us on a lot of things, but on this, they said they were just great.
Now, Herb Kepler was a little bit cynical. He said one or two little snide things, but...
He's basically...
But Dan Rather handled it very well.
Isn't that something? Yeah. Well, that's good.
I was very pleased because...
The main thing is, how about our friends? How'd they feel? I mean, the people of your friends and the rest.
They're just overjoyed everywhere.
Texas, where
I went.
They got the message?
They got the message.
That's the point.
That's the point.
That's right.
And I thought your message, we played your message Sunday on 900 radio stations.
Oh, my.
And it was just tremendous to listen to it. You know, sitting back there, I didn't get the full impact, and of course I was emotional.
And also you can't hear anything.
You can't hear very well.
When you're sitting back there, you don't hear half of it.
I came over, and what you said was tremendous.
Well, it wasn't, it's hard to know what to say on such occasions.
As a matter of fact, one or two of the papers said that you were giving the spiritual note, and I was touching on politics.
That's all right, too. Well, Tommy, you're feeling all right.
I'm feeling just great.
Well,
I'm getting ready to go to Rome tomorrow.
You're right. I know you were, and you give the Holiday Inn people my best and
I'll
tell them
certainly
that.
Do it.
Tell them when I stay in a hotel, I'll try to pick theirs.
I'll greet them when I get my address.
Great. Bye.
All right, bye.